Welcome, everyone, to the Pony Development Sync for May 2nd, 2018. We have a limited crew with us today. It's myself, Sean, Theo, and Gordon. So let's see what we can actually cover stuff, I guess. But I'm a little tired. Can you tell? I'm probably going to use the word stuff a lot. Okay. So, let's take a look at what we have for, let's see, let's start with issues that have, needs discussion during sync and see if there's anything that, message chaining and optimization bug. Oh, this is a, okay. Doesn't look like we have anything here that would be something where we'd want to cover for the stuff that was tagged with that. How about this? Theo, do you have anything that you want to discuss?
Not currently, no.
How about you, Gordon?
Not really. I have a 4-character pull request.
You do? Is it open?
Yep.
Oh, it is. Oh, wait. Okay. So, well, it failed, dude.
It failed on.
I don't think that's related.
Yeah, it seems spurious.
Considering the change, I think if it was going to fail, it was going to fail everywhere.
What did it?
I just noticed that in the persistent collections package, the map is alias actually goes to the mutable collection.
That's hilarious, and I don't know why that is.
So,
you wanna,
maybe not so hilarious.
You want to merge that, Theo? The error that you got is actually on your CI is actually quite fascinating, Gordon. I mean, did you take a look at what happened?
I'm looking at it now.
I'm kind of terrified that this was an error that happened.
Pony ASIO event resubscribe read assertion 0 failed. Oh.
Yikes.
Yeah, I'm actually like.
Oh no. That's not normal.
Wait, am I behind the times? I don't have anything on that line. Let me pull. I must be behind the times. I am pulling. There we go. That's much better. Uh-oh. So we resubscribed and either the event was null or it was disposable or it was destroyed, which means that we have a race condition here. We should open an issue for this.
How are we going to reproduce it?
Yes. Race condition.
What? Yes.
That's my answer, Gordon. It's a big hot laugh that I'm having a hard time controlling, and yes. Okay. And, in an entirely... Hey, Paul, you're here. Hi, Paul.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
An entirely unrelated PR process.expect failed because of an assertion thrown in... Anyways, you haven't resubscribed. That shouldn't happen unless there is a recondition. No. We need to figure out how the race condition could happen based on that test and how to prevent it. That is really okay. Do you have anything to discuss, Paul?
Not really, not in particular.
Not really. While I'm writing this up, does anybody want to go through and see if they can find any pull requests or issues that would make sense for who we are as a group of four to go over and discuss today? Like I, for example, I'm definitely not the person to be talking about 2672, but I don't know if people could take a look through. In the meantime, I'm going to try to write up the bits that I can know about this bug that we found that failed. It is entirely unrelated as part of Gordon's PR. Process monitor.
Sorry, I missed the start. Which PR are we talking about?
Gordon's? No. Gordon's was merged, right? But 2680. But if you look at the thing that failed, there was a assertion that was thrown during Ponyo ACO event resubscribe read because it was given an event that it should have never been given. From process expect. So I'm recording the specific URL to the failure there, and I'm trying to come up with a little bit more that I could write up in the ticket. So that was going to take me a minute. So I figured folks could look and see if there's anything that we the four would make sense to look at. Oh, look, I wrote this test, didn't I? Yeah. This looks exactly like something I would write, for better or for worse. No, that doesn't go. So, what the... Oh no. No, 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 no. No, which one failed? Complete, started. No, it really was. How would... what? Would you agree looking at that error one and circle CI if you scroll down that this assertion was triggered when process expect was running? But it seems
that's what it looks like. Are the tests on Linux run in sequential mode?
Yeah, they are. Because otherwise, if you use tests with timeouts, right, and you don't run them sequentially, you can have tests fail with the based on the timeouts because too many tests are running based on the number of CPUs that you have, and the test might start and. The timer might start, but the actual running of the test might not occur during that period of time, or there might be a delay. So we set it to sequential. I think that the guts of Pony test needs to be rewritten to account for that. But Joe and I have had a couple arguments about that in the past. So I just left it alone for now. I don't understand how I don't understand how this would get called from that. Let's see. Okay, wait. The only place that could be, I wish I had a backtrace. Okay, I wish I had more of a backtrace.
Yeah, there's a very small backtrace.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay. So, nope, there it is. Right. No, I do have the backtrace. So the only place this could, okay. What is, if the event is auto resubscribe, and it's not an ACO read, then resubscribe the event. Okay. Alrighty. So. Okay. Is it possible the event is null? Or is that not possible at that point? Flags, EV, ACO event. No, if it was null, we would have had a null pointer exception before then. So it's definitely not the null case there. So it's either a disposable or a destroyed. So either a disposable or a destroyed event. Okay. All right, I can add that a little bit. Based on the backtrace, the call came from. That might actually, right, so KQ doesn't pony int ACO star. Right, so KQ don't we Yeah. So that could have been, that was either a destroy or a, that was either a destroy or a dispose, in which case we shouldn't be, well, wait, if flags is not equal to zero, right? Okay. So flags is not equal to zero, then, right, right. Okay, and okay, so okay, okay, this block from epoll.c that starts at line 275 should not be executed if legs or SEO. Hey, I know the bug. Destroyed our call. Are set. Okay, so this is now bug ready for work. This is beginner friendly. How about that?
Nice.
Yay. I need to remove the needs investigation. Yeah, so what was happening? What happens there, Gordon? Right? For this particular one and everybody else? So, oops, there we go. Let's see. Oops, still can't. I apparently am incapable of formatting the code block correctly, which would mean that's just another day in my life. So yeah, what's happening is we get down to the bottom, it's checking, are there any flags, right? And then it's saying, if this is set to auto resubscribe and the ACO write is not set, then we should resubscribe the write, or if the ACO read is not sent, we should resubscribe the read. But what it's not accounting for there is that this could be a destroy or a dispose event, right?
Mm-hmm.
In which case it's resubscribing those, and we shouldn't ever resubscribe either of those. Open question. Yes, actually, yes, auto updating one should have a reader subscribe one. Cool, so there we go. Anybody who was able to read my mind during that and listen to this later will know the source of that bug in the ACO runtime. So what's interesting here is this has probably been there a lot, but the default is if we're not running with a debug build is it'll just return silently and not cause any damage, right? From that, which is for the fix for this, we'd want to do that anyway, but we'd want to be more explicit about it of, hey, we shouldn't be calling that. I believe that assert was recently added, wasn't it? I think, where somebody noticed that it was, that the KQ had one, but the EPOL didn't, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
For that. I seem to remember that. Can I actually search in GitHub for the file name? EPOL.c.
No.
Blame. Yeah.
It looks like you can do T and then you can. Like, don't use the search bar. Just press T.
I don't know what you mean, but
yeah, so this was pull request 2590. Make asserts. ACO implementations.
Yeah. Yep. So that was added then. That's why. So it was, those were seeking through silently before. Cool. Yep. Awesome. Hey. So I left it as beginner friendly. Somebody could, I think that's a good one for somebody to pick up. Okay. So yeah, did anybody look? Are there any PRs or issues that would be good for us as a group to discuss?
There's two PRs, but they're by Benoit and Joe, and they're not here. So I don't think there's much point.
We could look at 2656.
2656. This sounds like a plan. Which one is that a pull request or?
Yeah, it's PR.
It's PR. But if you add it to any URL, it'll switch to whichever one.
Yeah, so that's slightly problematic for me right now. So funny story, I seem to be developing a case of chronic dry eye, which one of the side effects of that is blurry vision. So in order to see my computer, I've had to lower my resolution, which means that the amount of space that's available in my URL bar is actually kind of small right now. Now, which one did you say? 2656? Is that the one you said?
Yep. Fix file valid.
Yes. Okay. Fix file valid and clarify file error cases. Good. So where are we?
Nobody's explicitly approved it, but it seems okay to me.
If we do, okay, so you said, I'm not sure where Matthias was with this.
He updated it for Windows. Maybe we should wait till he's here.
Yeah, I took a look at this and it seemed fine to me when I looked at it before, but I'm not sure if he had completed it. If he worked out the root issues, then no, I think you should hit the big green button that does the merging. Cool. Any others? Is that a no?
None for me.
So this was approved. 2631 was approved. I wonder why it didn't get merged. Well, this looks good. Okay. So add mechanism for registering noisy signal handler. That would need a change log added, right? Okay. Alrighty. Change log. Am I missing anything on 2631? Add mechanism to register noisy signal handler. Change log added. I put that, so then it should just be good to merge, right?
Looks good to me.
Yep. Okay. Rebase and merge. Confirm. Boom, boom, boom. Do we got any others here which are... do we have any others which are approved, which are sitting in here? Nope. Oh, wait. Okay. Failing compilation when embedded structs are of type pointers, maybe pointers. That's 2648. Looks like that was approved and it's never been merged. Joe approved it. Was there any reason why it hasn't been? There's a conflict in badpony.c. Okay, I see. So there is stuff that needs to happen for this. at, okay, so that's, okay. So boom on that. All right. 2672 was approved. That's the disable neon for ARM HF. Joe approved it. But he said he'd like somebody else to take a look as well. Anybody here an ARM expert?
Nope.
All right, we'll leave this for now. We discussed that sync and no one felt knowledgeable enough to merge. Onus, perhaps. Okay. Hey, so there was at least something there we could do. All right. Dun 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 dun. Okay. Doesn't look like we have any new ones. Okay, I think we've probably hit the end of what we can cover today. Unless anybody has anything, in which case I would say we call it and we have an early end to the meeting. Any objection?
No, cool.
Alrighty, thanks for coming, everyone, and have a good day.
Bye.